Excuse me. Didn't mean to yawn like that. Oh, we're on the air. Willard? Hmm? Willard, will you wake up, Willard? We're on the air.
Don't. I can't believe we're going to
yawn. Would you wake up? Bobby, we're on the air.
Oh, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, I guess I better explain what's happening.
This is 7:07.
It's time for the Joy Boy Show.
7:07, it's a jet show.
In case you're wondering why we're all yawning, we all stayed up last night, of course, watching the convention.
It was a very bad idea you had about the convention party over at your house.
Well, you know what happened? Finally, when I did go to bed, I couldn't sleep, see, because I had I passed the time when I was real sleepy, and I tossed and turned all night.
Did Shepton ever go home?
No, he stayed over there.
Hmm.
Fellas, are we on?
Yeah, Arthur, I see the light is on. George. George, look, George, come here. Sloppy, you got an olive in your pocket. Here.
George, you think you could possibly start the turntable and cue up the theme? And
walk over and start the machine. Glad these conventions only come once every 4 years.
I don't think I could take it every time.
The public is going to be on 2 weeks when you can't watch that. Merch.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The olive fell right into the turntable.
Well, this is the Joy Boy Show.
Got hung up in the motor.
The show must go on, tired or not. And this is Ed Walker here.
That's Willard Scotty here. That's Bobby Shedden, our recording engineer.
Big nothing.
Hi, it's Walker Page.
George Burlington is in there. Well, we have a show tonight I think you'll be interested in. We're going to switch you out to
more convention,
Los Angeles, and have some reports from the convention floor, and we'll have a couple of interesting interviews. And we did get a nice letter in the mail, seriously. You got a phone call about it, wasn't it?
Yeah, but that's all right. The show is still going to go on tonight, regardless of people who complain. Actually, this is kind of cute. Mrs. Laughlin called up today at noon or so and told us that her little 5-year-old daughter, who incidentally is celebrating her birthday today,
Pam
Laughlin, is 5 years old. So she's going to Bible school over at Veers Mill Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my little kids are going to Bible school like we used to do when we were little kids. Remember the song Joy, Joy, Joy?
I got the joy
down in my heart.
Where?
Down in,
I remember.
We used to sing that in Sunday school. Well, apparently little Pam is a fan of guess who?
Bob and Ray.
No.
a fan of the Joy Boys?
Jackson and Perkins.
And what does she say?
She sings, I've got the joy, joy, joy boys down in my heart.
Very cute, huh? We've got a new song here.
I think it's cute.
That's very cute. I'm glad that Pam's mother called to tell us.
Sounds like we made that up, but we didn't.
We didn't. It's actually true.
Actually happened.
It happened.
They said it couldn't be done.
And they said we couldn't get music on this show, but they're wrong.
Well, it's Scott speaking to you from the floor of the Coliseum here in Big L. And ladies and gentlemen, in the background you may possibly hear the music of an organ. I don't know if you can hear it or not real well, but from where I am, I can hear it. Let's see. Can you, George, can you pick it up there? Turn the mic over. And, of course, part of the color, part of the wonderful background of this convention and all conventions is that Hammond organ. It's a very it's a very famous organ, and it's an organ that makes this convention really ring. We thought that we'd talk to the organist and interview him, because he is probably the only person on the whole floor that hasn't been interviewed since this convention got underway.
Watch, I got the mic cable caught in my foot pedal there. Would you move it? I'm trying to
sorry
the organ.
Ladies, here he is, our own organist for this convention, Mr. Jesse Hammond.
How do you do? You don't mind if I keep playing while we're talking here, do you?
Certainly not, Jess. May I call you Jess?
Huh? Oh, yes, certainly. Everybody does.
All right, Mr. Dodds.
And,
I am...
This is a real thrilling convention here, isn't it?
First of all, may I ask you the personal question? Are you for the party that's, this party?
Oh, yes. Any party. Whenever people get together and they have a party, believe me, I'm right there.
Now, you're playing...
I'm playing Live It Up, you know,
I noticed
all
the song
night
you're playing right now is You Can't Be True to Here. Is there any reason for that?
Yes. This is the song that we play whenever the delegates... start switching their votes, and the guy who's losing out requests this song, and I always have this music ready to play called You Can't Be True, Dear. Now, we have another song, too, that I'd like to show you. See, we have songs for special occasions. You may not realize this, but the music is all scientifically picked for this convention. I don't just play at random. Have you recognized this song?
What's in the hymn? Every little movement has a meaning
all its own.
All its own.
That's right.
Would you like to tell us what does this signify?
Well, whenever the various delegates are having a caucus and something is afoot, some plan, a movement of some sort, then I play this. Every little movement has a meaning all its own. This lets the other candidates know that something is up, something is happening, and that they better, check into it and see what's going on. So I sort of have a little musical code, as it were.
You do have a code. Would you like some aspirin?
I would, yes. I have a bad cough here, too. And thank you very much for interviewing me. And if you need an organist sometime, would you let me know? I mean, I've been doing these conventions since the 28th.
What do you do between the 4 years if there are no conventions?
Well, in the old days, I used to play in a silent movies. I used to accompany the Perils of Pauline and things like that, and then I'd take a 2-week vacation to come to the convention. But now, it's kind of tough between engagements, I'll tell you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to a man who knows the span of work, the long time between jobs. Every 4 years, he whips out the old machine here and starts to play.
That's right.
We want to thank you very much for interviewing us. And
you interviewed me.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, darn. I know. Back to you.
But Tom, Jack, Wing tell you of sky blue waters rippling coolly by you. They're singing, they're bringing cool refreshment to you.
From the land of sky blue waters comes your call to play the refreshing hand beer. Refreshing hand beer.
And now, refreshing Ham's beer comes to you in a brand new pack. Ham's Handy Refrigerator Pack. Fits any refrigerator shelf. Holds 6 full bottles. 6 new no-deposit glass bottles. So snug and compact, they just fit your hand. Yet each holds a full bottle of Ham's. The same amount as the regular bottle or can. Pick up the new refrigerator pack soon. Brewed in the East, yours at local prices.
Clear the aisles, please. The chair recognizes the delegation.
Mr. Chairman, our delegation casts all its votes under the unit rule for the Theo Ham Brewing Company.
Is that the one of Baltimore?
Yes, it is, Mr. Chairman. Baltimore, Maryland.
Here's a late bulletin from the WRC newsroom. Senator John Kennedy has just announced at a news conference in Los Angeles that he warns Senator Lyndon Johnson as his vice presidential running mate. The convention is expected to give the choice its quick approval. In the announcement, Kennedy also said he would like Senator Jackson of Washington to assume the role of Democratic National Chairman to replace the retiring Paul Butler. That's a late bulletin from the WRC newsroom in Washington.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you no doubt are aware, during the convention coverage here on NBC, all the WRC and NBC newsmen are bringing you all the political news and highlights from the convention. And we want to bring you some of the human interest stories, as we have done recently. We interviewed the organist at the convention. Now we switch you to Los Angeles, California, and Willard Scott, who made a very fast trip out there, and he has another thrilling interview for you from the convention floor.
Get off my foot!
Ladies and gentlemen, Willard Scott speaking to you from convention floor here in Los Angeles. And we're going to take our portable microphone and interview someone that I'll bet you are going to be quite surprised at his story.
Hooray!
He has a very interesting story. Perhaps you may hear in the background. That was not him. One of the delegates just tripped over his lunch pail. It's been a rather grueling couple of hours in here.
Would you hand me my chitlins, boy? It fell out of the lunchbox.
A southern delegate here dropped his chitlins, and we're doing all we can. There's a live possum running across the aisle over there. He's switching his vote, I understand. The possum is moving into the northern camp. Anyway, let us talk now to this gentleman. This man's name is Mr. Clarence Rowdy.
That's correct. All my life, I've been sort of a rowdy kid. In school, I was the one that everybody wanted to poke in the mouth. I was always a noisemaker, full of laughs.
May I explain to the audience, in case you don't have television and you can't see this at all, Mr. Clarence Rowdy, incidentally, we are on television. This is a simulcast. If you run and turn on Channel 4 now, you will see us.
Good. I want to see my...
No, not you. Right. You've got to stay here with us.
All right.
Mr. Rowdy is dressed in a green sport jacket. He has a yellow shirt on and a pair of purple trousers.
That's right.
He has three colored American red, white, and blue striped shoes.
That's right.
And he has a very big Uncle Sam hat on the top of his head, plus two tambourines and a horn in one hand and a bell in the other.
That's right.
So what is your job? What delegation do you represent?
I represent any delegation that hires me.
I beg your pardon?
I am a professional noisemaker.
I see.
I'm a member in good standing of the Noisemaker Union, Local 473. Here's my card. And I come out to these conventions, and I'm hired by the hour to lead the demonstrations for the various delegates as they have their nominating speeches made.
Could you show us a little bit of your wares?
I have
Friend over here, your agent, he's got a real situation.
Now, first of all, I have this horn. I'll blow this for you. Right? There we are. And then I have the bell that I ring. But there's not too much unusual about that. The unusual trick is that I can do all these things at the same time and yell, too.
Oh, wait. It's impossible to blow your horn and yell at the same time.
Watch this.
Okay.
Hooray! Hooray!
Ladies and gentlemen, Clarence Rowdy is ringing the bell, blowing the horn, and yelling at the same time. How long did it take you to accomplish this?
I went to school for 2 years. I got my degree in simultaneous horn blowing and yelling.
I noticed the right corner of your lower lip is a half an inch below the rest of your lip.
Sort of a stereo effect.
Is that
the thing is, it saves them the expense of hiring two people. I get one guy, I charge union scale, and they get twice as much for their money.
Well, I may ask you a question.
Yes.
I noticed as we came in, there's nothing going on. Last night they elected the nominee for president, and they haven't even gotten underway yet for the nomination for vice president. Why are you yelling?
I was hired by the hour, and it's not my fault if they got the guy on the first ballot. I was hired for three or four ballots, and I believe in giving them their money's worth, and no matter what happens, I'm going to continue to cheer until the 8 hours is up.
Good boy.
Hooray!
We've been talking with Mr.
Hooray!
Clarence Rowdy. Now,
hooray!
Back up to the booth. Look,
we're on the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Morgan Beatty, NBC News.
NBC News.
NBC News. Speaking to you from the sports arena. High tops and Los Angeles Harbor, looking out over this crowd of delegates. I can see down on the floor, there's about 15, I would say 20, how many do you see, Dick?
Oh, I'd say there's easily 15,000 in the arena right now, Mo.
I think things have been cut, ladies and gentlemen, things have been just a little bit quiet over the past couple of hours. We've been up here broadcasting our brains out, doing all we could to bring you first-hand reports, but nothing too sensational has happened. Dick, if you don't mind, I'm going to go on down and get a couple of hamburgers and a couple of cups of coffee.
Oh, if I were you, they're about to cast the ballot. I don't think you'd better leave.
My stomach thinks my throat's cut Dick. I got to get something to eat. I'm starving to death.
Well, Mo, I don't really think you ought to go now. But
let me tell you something, Dick. If you used to put a slice of bologna on my head, my tongue, and beat my brains out trying to get to it.
Very humorous. Mo,
I've got a good
I must say.
Would you like a little onion on yours and some mustard and a cup of...
If you're going, bring me a cup of coffee.
Cream in the coffee?
Yeah, cream in the coffee.
Okay, excuse me. I'll be back in a second here.
Mo,
things
really
have been kind of quiet. I'll be seeing you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Mo is out of the booth, I really don't think he should have gone. We find here that things are moving along at a great pace now. I can see that the ballot has, yes, it's a
darkness in total.
Oh, thank you.
Just get it.
I just received a bulletin here. The platform has been...
Mr. Darkness.
Thank you. The platform has been ratified. Everything is agreed to by the party. And we see in the second bulletin just handed me off the wire, we find that the candidate has won on the first ballot with an overwhelming majority. So this means, friends, that the convention is just about to stop. The delegates are leaving the auditorium. They have all gone. The crowd is entirely gone now. There they go.
Here's a couple of hot dogs, and if I can't have the microphone for just a second, Dick, a couple of interesting things I learned down there by the hot dog vendors. I found out a couple of hot tips that I think you ought to hear about.
Mo, I told you shouldn't have left. If you look down...
Well, I know, but it was very important that I found out what I did. There are two new phases that have entered this political picture that may be a reason why we'll be here all night.
Now, Mo, I've got to tell you, the candidate was elected on the first ballot.
The candidate was going to be elected on the first...
And
it already happened?
Yes, and the platform has been ratified. If you look down below, you will see that everyone has left the arena except the people who
are
cleaning up the debris. They've all gone out to have a party. And so, friends...
The place is quieter than the inside of a... I don't get it.
We conclude our broadcast from the arena. Mo, I told you...
Even the NBC Mobile Accounting Department's gone. We don't even get paid for this gig, do we, Dick?
You shouldn't have gone out for that coffee.
If I'm going to get my money out of this thing, my wife is up here...
Ladies and gentlemen, as we mentioned earlier, today is a rather big day here at WRC because sort of coinciding with the big political convention out in Los Angeles, the engineers have had their elections here at WRC, and our own Arthur Page, lovable man that he is, has been chosen the next president of the Engineers Union, and he's about to make his acceptance speech. So right now we're going to switch you to Willard Scott with the portable transmitter upstairs in the office area. Willard?
I know, honey. Look, all we got to do... You see, I've got this little cabin down the country. We can all
Willard,
go down there and have a little party tonight.
Hello, Willard.
I think the best thing for us to do... Willard
Scott,
you
are you listening?
...in the office here about...
Ed Walker in the studio. Willard.
Mary's going out to...
Willard, you're on the air, kid. I think you're in the wrong office area. You're in the girls' traffic department.
Oh, my goodness. Girls, look. Girls. I'll see you later. I better... Get out of here. Would you reintroduce me?
Yeah, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, a little mix-up there with our walkie-talkies. Now we're going to try once again to pick up Willard Scott as he approaches the engineer's meeting room. Willard?
Here's the door over here. I'll just open the door and... Yeah, here's the hall there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Willard Scott speaking to you from the Engineer's Lounge.
Yay!
The National Broadcasting Company. As my colleague up in the booth, Ed Walker, just told you, this has been a very exciting week here at NBC. The engineers have been campaigning, and nominating speeches have been made. And between the five candidates, our own Arthur Page, WRC engineer, was nominated. I see the crowd is certainly quieted down all of a sudden there. They saw that group of girls leaving that I was talking to a minute ago, and they're all watching them go out the door. Now, we are proud that our own engineer, Arthur Page, was nominated as the candidate for WRC's union engineers thing. At this time, we're awaiting the arrival of our engineer-elect, Mr. Arthur Page. The door's been open, and ladies and gentlemen, in a beautiful red and blue SR-72, here he is. He's pulling up to the podium. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the nominee-elect for the convention here for the NBC engineers... Our own Arthur Page.
Thank you.
Big tumultuous applause.
Thank you.
Here in the lounge is for the engineer, Arthur Page. WRC Engineers Union.
Thank you.
Page is banging his gavel, calling the meeting. to come to order. Now back to the podium, Mr. Page.
Gentlemen, it's a real honor and privilege to greet you as your official president of the union for the next year. I want to take this opportunity... Would you roll that thing a little faster? Right. I want to take this opportunity... Somebody ripped the... Wait a minute. I'll tape it together here. I had it all written out, fellas. I want to take this opportunity of thanking you for your confidence instilled in me through your votes. Now, let me point this out. I worked vigorously in this campaign. People ask me that I work hard, and I tell them it was a big nothing. But actually, it was a big something, because I worked, and I worked with you in mind. Now then, if I'm elected, well, I am elected, but what I'm going to do for you guys in the next year, first of all, we're going to install teletrays in every control room so that when you're doing a record show, you do not have to leave your chair in order to order your dinner. Wonderful. Thank you. Secondly, we will have a ruling that since the telephone is a method of communications, it can only be dialed by a unionized engineer. And thirdly, all doors that squeak will be oiled by unionized engineers, and we will have only union men acting as doormen. And in closing, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why I said ladies. They're not supposed to be any. You girls, will you get out of here? You don't belong. Hi. Engineers. Coffee clutch. Gentlemen, in closing, once again, let me thank you for this wonderful thing that you have done for me. And I want to tell you that in the next year, you will get yours. Because I, Arthur Page, am your president.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may be able to tell that the crowd is going wild. You may not be able to tell right. The microphone just broke. Come on. The crowd is not... The crowd goes wild.
You want my autograph? Thank you.
The crowd is going wild.
Very happy to sign
your
autograph.
There is a tremendous surge of quietness in the hall now as a bunch of the girls came back in.
I think my speech was a big nothing.
Definitely, this has turned into a... I think you've heard the speech. You've heard the acceptance speech. Our engineer has successfully approved the platform, and now Arthur Page is the elected nominee. There he goes.
Come on,
fellas. There's his campaign manager, Bobby Stetton. And there we go. Out among the candidates. Thank you, and back to the studio. Afternoon or evening.
Evening it is.
Mm-hmm. Evening there,
weekend.
Ed.
Evening there, Will.
Yes, I had a nice weekend. Evening, Ed.
Evening, Will. I think we've established that it's evening, Will.
Did you have a good evening, Ed?
Yeah.
Had a good weekend.
I had a wonderful weekend, Will.
Wonderful.
And it's nice to be back to work here, though, I want you to know.
We got all the...
Did you take that, please?
Call the operator. No calls in here. I'll get it. Hello, Studio 2.
I'd like to talk to either David Brinkley or Chet Huntley, please.
I'm sorry, sir. You have Studio 2 here at NBC. This is Washington. I think they're in Chicago now.
Well, somebody got to be there. How about Morgan Beatty or Robert McCormick?
No, I'm sorry. You don't understand, sir. None of the fellows in the newsroom are here in Washington. The Democratic convention was just over in Chicago, in Los Angeles, and now the boys are all on their way to Chicago. You can't get any newsmen here at all.
Nobody there? I mean, all the guys that were there, like Henry Bill and Russ Turnip Greens and all these fellows, they're on their way to Chicago?
I'm terribly sorry, sir. As I told you, we can't help you at all here. I'll give you the local news desk if you'd like me to.
All I want is somebody who's got a key to this place. This is Peter Hacksaw, NBC News. I'm locked in the sports arena. Went down to get a hot dog. When I came back, everybody left and gone to the Coliseum, and I've been locked in here all weekend.
Peter, I didn't recognize you. Your voice sounds tired or something.
I've been living on hot dogs and orangeade all weekend. I got to get out of here. Would you contact one of those fellows and tell them to please get a key and come out here? I'll never make it to Chicago.
Certainly, Pete. I'll come.
After all,
good luck, Pete.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's too bad. Peace and luck.
We are are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Hey, well, it's time for the Joy Boys show for this Monday evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Well, it's Scott over here. We want to say thank you all very much for...
You're welcome.
We have in the studio our engineering staff here, the Par Exelon Group. First of all, on the turntables, Mr. George Brewington of Fairfax here.
Uncomfortable on this turntable.
Wow, get off the turntable, George, and sit down on the chair next to me. Standing next to him, looking gaunt and bleary-eyed, is our recording engineer, Mr. Robert Chet. And, of course, back there on the overstuffed chair is our overstuffed supervising engineer, Mr. Arthur Page, who is now walking up towards the console.
Who deals?
No.
Oh, we're on the air, aren't we?
We're going to ride Jay on the show.
Ride Herd on the show, yes.
Sir. Would you like to tell them what's coming up on this show this evening?
Certainly, Edward. First of all...
Contract, yeah. I think.
Today on our program, we will feature Captain Daybreak and all the gang. We shall also take you to one of the most exciting new radio television shows in the business, Open Wide, which is a very big
Open
show.
Wide? Mm-hmm. Sounds like something a dentist would put out there.
In a way, it's got a little mouthy quality to it.
Here's a public service bulletin board.
Arthur Codfish.
Oh, I'm sorry. The fine
human hearing. Now, here's a public servant, Edward.
The Hyattsville Hedgehoppers are hopping hedges and having a wonderful time in Hyattsville. So if you'd like to hedge hop with the Hedgehoppers of Hyattsville, start hopping hedges in Hyattsville. How about that?
Helpers, please hear this. Yeah, I know about the call to the convention.
I think we're just about ready to go here.
Thank you very much, honey. Thank you.
You might explain to the people we've got a special feature coming up here on the Joy Boys show for this Monday evening, Willard.
Ladies and gentlemen, this being the opening day of the Republican Convention in Chicago, the National Broadcasting Company has its own team of fine reporters, Morgan Beatty and Robert McCormick
and a whole bunch of them.
So the point is this, that we felt a little bit responsible to our local audience to send out a local reporter to also cover the conventions. So we sent our own WRC's Harry Legs out there, our own reporter who has covered many on-the-spot broadcasts for us in the past. And we're awaiting now a special report from our NBC reporter, Harry Legs, who's covering a story strictly for WRC Radio, not to be confused with NBC. He has nothing to do with NBC, right?
Right, absolutely.
And NBC wants nothing to do with him.
Let's see, the engineer, are they ready, fellas?
Are they ready?
Okay, they're ready. All right.
Switch it. Come in, Harry Legg, Chicago.
This is Harry Legg speaking from convention headquarters in Chicago. And
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, yes, operator, I'm sorry. Just a moment.
This is the operator. I think you've forgotten something.
Oh, yes, of course, operator. Just a moment. Okay, operator.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please, with your call.
Well, I started to say, fellows, this is Harry Legs, and the crowd is gathering here at the amphitheater in Chicago, where we're going to have a wonderful convention this week, I'm sure. I was just cruising around the halls a while ago talking to a few of the delegates, and they informed me...
Excuse me, sir, but you need to deposit another 75 cents, please.
Oh, yes, of course, operator. Just a moment here. I started saying,
go ahead, please.
I am. I'm going, operator. Thank you. The delegates feel that it's going to be a very interesting convention, and something might break out here. We're not quite sure yet. Of course, this will all materialize in a few days. And then
Excuse me, sir.
Platform committee.
This is the Chicago operator.
Yes, operator.
I just understood that this is a special broadcast call.
That's right, operator.
This is not to a private home.
No, it's to a radio station.
There is an extra charge of 85 cents for all radio station calls out of Chicago.
Just a moment.
Please deposit 85 cents.
I don't have 85 cents. Here, I got 75. Will I do? Yeah,
You owe us another dime, sir.
Fellas, this story about the platform committee, it's going to have to wait until tomorrow night because I'm out of change here.
I don't believe it, sir.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
I'm sorry that report didn't work out better with Hairy Legs. I guess we'll have to do something about it. We tried to do it economically, and it just didn't work out.
We do have, fortunately, the NBC coverage coming up, so...
Yeah, that'll help.
Chet Washer and David Dreyer
are out there in Chicago. This is the Joy Boys for Monday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott here. That's Bobby Chetton. That's Georgie Brillington.
And me.
Arthur Page.
And we have a sort of a quickie show. John Hickman. I
I'm
thought
sorry,
the weekend
John.
Would have taken
Excuse
care of our
me.
Music
John.
Librarian there. John.
Boo!
Oh, that didn't help.
Oh, you scared him. He's sticking up and louder than ever.
Well, we have a short show this evening, and they're trying to tell us something.
We've been short-showed here at NBC.
We have 10 minutes, that's in order that we'll bring you the actual convention thing here at 7:15. We're going to have our own washer-dryer report coming up in just a moment. So we'll get to that right after this word.
What word?
Dodge dealers are sitting ducks for closeout sales on the 1960 Dodge Dart. They'll listen to any reasonable offer. They'll allow fantastic trade-ins, easy terms, low down payments. Your Metropolitan Dodge dealer has already broken sales records. He wants to break more. See him and save.
Quack, 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 quack.
Ducky, it's only a commercial, quack. Ducky.
That's a sitting duck over there. Hey, did you ever see so many Dodges? Really?
I thought they were selling ducks this morning. Is it the Dodge we're selling?
No, your Dodge dealer is really trading. I'll tell you now, if you're thinking of buying a car or, well, if you'd like to see the new Dodge, why don't you go down to your Dodge dealer? Do you have anything else to add?
No fooling.
Oh, is that what it says on the end there?
That's the last line on my copy. No fooling.
No fooling.
Nothing like a good duck in the morning here.
See your Dodge dealer.
Okay.
This is Morgan Beatty, NBC New, in New Beast, speaking to you from Convention Central, NBC's headquarters, in the hotel here in Lost, Chicago, Illinois.
Yes.
And we're covering the 1960 Republican Convention. Maybe in the background.
This is Jet Dreyer.
Maybe I better explain something, ladies and gentlemen.
Ready to go?
Hold up. With Jet, David.
This is Jet Washer. And just, this is David Dreyer.
Just a minute, please. Fellas, hold on. Let me explain to the radio audience. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a terrible shortage of space here at the convention coverage. And NBC, fortunately or unfortunately, as the case may be, had to put all of us in the same booth here. I want to introduce to you, in case you'll hear him in the background, this is David Dreyer.
How do you do? Thank you, Mo. It's cozy up here anyway.
And that's Chet Washer.
Thank you, Mo.
The Washer Dreyer Report from NBC. Now, you fellas are on television, right?
That's right, Paul.
And I'm covering it on radio. Now, why don't you all get on over to the other side of the booth here, since we got to work in the same booth. Okay. And I'll stay over here with this microphone, and you get your own microphone. All right. Now, just to re-up a couple of political things that happened here the last couple of hours. This morning's session opened up at about 10:30. That's Eastern Standard Time, and things look pretty good. There's a very fine, feeling of organization.
Excuse me, Mom. Could you hold it down? You're cutting in on the TV audio.
Terribly sorry.
Do a report.
I'll do
too.
The best. I'll see if I can't whisper.
After all,
I don't think I can whisper.
We're going to have to work together on this.
Oh, I got a light here. I got my light. It's about time for me. There are no lights for the cigarettes. Check out the light on the control panel. It's time now for me to switch you down to my colleague, Richard Darkness, who's down on the floor, who's covering this convention. So I'm going to call in Richard Darkness.
Tell you what we'll do now, Chet. I see that Dick Darkness is down on the floor. So why don't we call him in?
I got him first now, Chet. Don't you and David get too shook up here. I got him first. I saw Dick first. Dick, come on in for NBC Radio, Dick.
Richard Darkness for NBC, either radio or TV. I'm not picky who I work for. It's just that I'm down here with a weak battery in my walkie-talkie, and it's terribly hot, and I want to get my report over. There's no caucusing going on right now, and I hope that you fellows can work this thing out, because after all, it's pretty rough on us reporters. Dick Darkness, back in the booth.
Well, thank you very much. That was
thank
a fine report.
Very much for TV.
And that was definitely a radio report.
I think
Chet,
TV,
David, look, fellas, I don't know why you got to get so upset about this thing. It was definitely a radio report.
Well, after all, radio is the senior partner in this venture, so we'll let you all have that report, all right?
Okay, we'll take that. We'll see you again tomorrow. That's about all there is right now. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, for more convention coverage. Stay tuned. All the gang will be around here. Good night, Chet.
Good night, Mo.
Good night, David.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, Mo. Good night.
Good night, Chet. Good night, Paul. Now, that's it for the Joy Boy Show for this Monday night. We'll see you again tomorrow, same time, with another show prior to the convention. This is Ed Walker.
Weller Scott here. Thank you, Bobby Scott. George Brington. Arthur Page.
John, please. John Hickson there. And we'll see you tomorrow, fellas.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and
fro. This is Morgan Beatty and Robert McCormick. 40 by clock on the wall, it's 5 minutes and 6 seconds.
After 7, we don't have too much time because the convention's coming up shortly. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here. Bobby Shetton, our recording engineer. Arthur Page, our control engineer.
Yeah, that's me.
And welcoming back from vacation, our studio engineer, KB Bush.
Hey, come on.
Good to see you, kid. It's your most touching display of affection I've seen in about 50 years.
KB, we all of us here who know you love you.
I appreciate that. In spite of everything, you love me.
What did you do on your vacation, KB?
Well, I was away. Went on a fishing trip there for a couple of weeks.
Good. What'd you catch?
Well, I caught Bob Trout.
Wait a minute. Aside from that being a very corny gag, Bob Trout works for another network.
That's what I mean. I had my transistor and I caught Bob Trout during the convention.
Oh. I think you also caught a little asthmatic condition there.
That's pretty funny.
The pollen count was the...
Oh, my.
Old House of Habsburg.
Oh, well, I did have a nice time, fellas.
What'd you catch?
Well, I caught me a one-eyed pike.
Oh, now, come off it now.
What, KB?
What is it? What's a one-eyed...
A one-eyed pike.
I think you mean a wall-eyed pike.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a wall-eyed.
Well, it's a big one, I know that. It was, I've heard... Pennsylvania pike and New Jersey pike.
Okay.
I never heard of a walleye pike.
All right.
Not really that much of a
fisherman. Let's get the show on the road. Bobby,
how in the world do they ever run this station without me?
Very well. We ran it very well.
Look at that. The clock is even inaccurate.
What?
Well, I set my watch this morning with the Naval Observatory, and now the clock is off. See?
6 seconds fast. Yeah. I wonder why it was 7.
Would you hold that ladder, Bobby, for me?
What are you going to do? You can't use a chair and a phone book for a ladder, KB.
You can. I'm a makeshift man. I just set up here. Clock is up on the...
Let's just...
Hold it steady now, Bobby.
Look out, right. For heaven's sake, fellas.
Now, let me see. If I just move it 6 and a second hand back about
6 seconds. Yeah. All right.
Hold it steady.
Okay. All right.
The Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
took a big tumble there, like Humpty Dumpty. Yeah, great fall.
Come on, we'll fix you. Company's got hospitalization.
I'm going over and borrow the sundial from Eddie Gallagher. Maybe I can use that to tell the time.
We have a very exciting show coming up. We're going to switch you to Chet Huntley and David Dreyer, Chet Washer and David Dreyer, the Washer-Dreyer report.
Along with Morgan Beatty.
So keep your dial set. First of all, here's a word from our sponsor.
Dodge dealers are sitting ducks for closeout sales on the 1960 Dodge Dart. They'll listen to any reasonable offer. They'll allow fantastic trade-ins, easy terms, low down payments. Your Metropolitan Dodge dealer has already broken sales records. He wants to break more. See him and save.
Say, did you ever see so many Dodges, huh?
Hmm?
Dealers must really be trading. If you're just thinking about buying a new car right now, why don't you trot on down to your nearest Dodge dealer?
Waddle down to your Dodge dealer.
Yeah, be a sitting duck. No fooling.
Wonderful.
There you go.
And we have an award, Edward.
Do we have an award, Willard?
The Democratic and Republican parties have just voted us the show they like most to see drafted. Us they want to see drafted.
I see what they mean. Hey, I think the signal is just about ready. We're supposed to switch now to Chicago. Would you like to
tell them about what happened there?
As we pointed out yesterday evening, there's a little space problem in the amphitheater. It's not quite as big as the arena was out in Los Angeles. So they have put the NBC radio team, Morgan Beatty, along with Chet Washer and David Dreyer. Now, they're all in the same booth. Now, this
radio and television are both covering it from the same
booth. Yeah, and it's a little awkward, but they're doing the best they can. So right now, we switch you to Convention Central in Chicago.
This is Morgan BBI, NBC News, speaking to you from the broadcasting booth up here at Convention Central. For the Republican Convention. Up right
this
now.
Is Chet Washer and David Dreyer for NBC TV, also in the same booth.
Up right now, members of the radio audience, we're going to pause 60 seconds for commercials for the locals, standby locals. You're tuned to the NBC coverage of the conventions for 1960. Got radio on the bird there for a while. I'm going to go ahead and get myself a cup of coffee. I'll
tell you what, let's do, Chet.
What's that, David?
While radio's taking a breather, why don't we recapitulate and talk about what we've had here so far? Now then, we've had the keynote address, which was undoubtedly one of the finest we've heard here. I agree with you there, David. And I think that when Mo. Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. Chet. Oh, you want me to do a spot on TV?
Morgan, would you stop singing? We're doing a summary for the TV audience while you're 1 minute cutaway.
Radio's cut away. I'm just here. The organ's down on the floor.
Yeah, well, stop singing, will you? I mean, after all.
Well, David, I feel that yesterday the convention was getting into full swing. Tonight, the more serious business.
There's nothing
Chet.
More to say.
Oh, David. Would you step on his foot? He's tapping his foot.
Go! What's
that
for, Chet?
Morgan, we're trying to do a summary for the television audience. You persist in this singing. Stand by. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to bring you as best we can.
This is Robert McCormick for NBC Radio. It's open the booth, Mo.
Bob, we can't let you in. There's not enough room. We got television, six engineers, an assistant director, and the guy making coffee. You'll just have to go down the floor. Where am I going to go? Get up, put on the microphone, and go down on the floor.
This is the most ridiculous setup I've ever seen, Chet.
NBC Radio continues its coverage of the 1960 conventions.
Can't do nothing now. He's back on radio.
Chet.
Oh, sorry.
Chet, did you look down there on the floor? Did you see? I think it's time. Yeah, we can both simultaneously switch down to the rostrum. Chet, you better switch television.
Everything is quieted down on the floor, so let us switch down now to the rostrum where they're about to poll the delegation, I think.
Will the gentleman who has requested that the delegation be polled give his name to the chair?
My name is Romanini, R-O-M-A-N-Y.
The roll call can only be demanded by a member of the delegation whose name appears on the temporary roll.
My name appears in the temporary roll. My name is Romani, R-O-M-A-N-I. Mr. Chairman, I request that the name of the alternate be called.
Secretary will call the name of the alternate.
What's the name, please?
The secretary will read the name of the alternate again.
It's all right. He's not here.
Safeway, where the food's the finest and it's fully guaranteed.
Lucerne, found only at Safeway, gives you a full line of premium quality dairy products in addition to grade A milk, buttermilk, chocolate milk, whipping cream, table cream, half and half, half milk and half cream. You'll also find a complete line of cottage cheese. Lucerne cottage cheese, large curd, or farmer-style small curd. Lucerne cottage cheese with chive and cottage cheese with pineapple. And for you Weight Watchers, dry curd cottage cheese. Non-fat, no calories. Just a few of the many premium quality Lucerne dairy products you'll find at Safeway, where food is first.
So shop your friendly Safeway store and you'll see what you need. Your friendly Safeway.
Boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
Seriously, we want to thank very much the recording staff for allowing us to play that record of the 1952 convention when the delegate from Puerto Rico, Rawani.
We want to thank him, too.
Yeah. He's now a lawyer down in San Juan, I understand, and doing very well for himself.
That's it for the Joy Boys for tonight. This is Ed Walker, Willard Scott. We'll see you tomorrow. Stay tuned for convention.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take the electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We take the electrons to and fro.
No, no, Eddie. Typical New and Tyler 2 was not used by Woodrow Wilson.
No, I thought it was. Well, I'm not
can't
really
believe
sure.
It was. I think it was at least Teddy Roosevelt.
Hey, we better get in the studio.
It's
here.
Getting
it's about
late.
Time to you go ahead and open the door there.
I'll get the door right over here, Walker.
So, the wolf went over to Grandma's house and got there and ate up to Grandma. And then when Red Riding Hood came in, why, the wolf was going to eat Red Riding Hood, but the hunter came by at the last minute and saved her.
Eddie, come here.
And that's the story of Little Red Riding Hood.
Eddie, what is he doing over there?
I don't know. Art's on the phone, evidently.
Art talking to him on the phone.
Yeah, did you like that one, fella? Okay, well, I'll call you tomorrow night and tell you another bedtime story. Okay. Mm. Bye-bye.
Wait, just be quiet, okay? Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
What?
The big bad wolf?
What are you talking about?
Wolf.
Wait a minute.
Who's afraid
of...
Oh,
shut up.
Hey, Mother Goose.
What?
To whom were you telling a bedtime story?
I was telling a bedtime story to my little kid on the telephone. Why?
Well, I mean, we're just getting ready to go on the air, but it sounded so sweet.
You I ain't no Miss Francis or anything, but I think I have a way with kids.
No, I just, it was very wonderful. You're such a grouchy old...
Doc. Nothing. Forget it. Yeah. I didn't want you guys to walk in and hear that anyway.
Would you huff and puff and blow the theme on?
Oh,
there?
Shut up.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Oh. Oh, well, it's time for the Joy Boys, abbreviated edition for the evening. This is Ed Walker here.
Well, it's God thanking George Washington Brilliant of Fairfax.
Oh, yeah.
Thanking little Robert Shepton of Bethesda. Thanking little Arthur Page of the district.
Nothing.
And one of our listeners has been sending us, many of our listeners have sent us questions.
Yeah, here's a question for you. What is a party dip?
A party dip is not something that is done to a party after it has been dumped.
In case
anybody cares. So.
I don't think anybody really does.
Nobody cares.
Of course, we have the convention coming up here in just a few minutes, the final night of the convention, and we'll be switching you out there with our own report, with the washer-dryer report, along with Morgan Beady Eyes up in the booth, and we'll have that all in just about a minute.
What's all around?
Hmm?
What's all around?
What's all around?
What's all around?
Oh, Schaefer, yeah.
You're no square.
Here's 1 minute of quiet jazz with the compliments of Schaefer Beer.
What do you hear in the best of circles? Schaefer all around. People all have found the pleasure doesn't fade. After one or two, you get that first beer pleasure. Each beer through. That's why you hear in the best of circles, Schaefer all around.
Even after your thirst is gone, the pleasure of Schaefer keeps coming on. Get all the pleasure of the first beer, every beer through, with Schaefer all around.
Say, I like that cool jazz there.
Let's pick up our instruments and go home.
Yes,
okay, bye, boys.
Well, now, as we have been telling you for the last few days, we have a problem at the Convention Central in Chicago. There was a space shortage, so we had to have the television crew, washer and dryer, in the same booth with Morgan Beady Eyes of NBC Radio.
Chet Washer and David Dryer.
That's correct. And they're out there, and they've been struggling all week to try to keep from interfering with one another's reporting. And today, of course, the final night of the convention, who knows what's going to happen. So we switch you now to Convention Central in Chicago.
Go. This is Morgan Beady Eyes, NBC News, speaking to you from the broadcasting booth up here at Convention Central in Chicago, Illinois. Let me get
this. This is Chet Washer, and this is David Dreyer, the final night here of the convention in Chicago. Got some interesting things coming up for you this evening, I think.
I believe if we check our NBC radio schedule, we're going to take you down to the speakers.
David, I think you'll find that we have some of our reporters down on the floor now. Maybe we could call in a couple of them pretty soon here and find out. Mo, would you move your foot over there, Mo? Ladies and gentlemen, this is...
I don't understand why, when the vice president received the tumultuous balloting that took place on that first ballot last night, it seemed to me apparent that there was going to be no competition. When he racked up 1,200 votes, I knew then and there that he had it in the bag sewn up.
Morgan, I would appreciate it if you'd do your analysis on radio when the television microphones...
Look, I don't want to be wise about this thing, but I am up in this booth. I've been doing radios. When you guys were still riding your Go Devils, I was broadcasting the Harding return.
I don't want none
of your smart talk. You take your television cameras and get out of the booth.
We had a top-rated thing going here until they put you in the same booth.
I read your article in Time magazine. That doesn't hold no water with me.
It's been a pretty
hectic
week.
You heard what Sam Rayburn said to the Democrats. He's asked for me, Mo Beatty. He didn't ask for Chet Washer and David Dreyer.
We have been very tolerant with you.
That's right, David, we have.
And I think that we've just about had it, Mo, and this
I'm
is
gonna
the
I'm going to throw you right out of this booth as fast as I can get myself organized.
I'm going to try if I were you, David.
Here we go. Not over the rail.
Well, this is David Dreyer and Chet Washer. It's nice to have a little extra room in the booth here. I believe we have a few more things left.
Excuse me, are you Mr. Dryer, Mr. Washer?
That's right, boy. That's it, yeah.
I'm a CBS page from down below.
We're on the air here, fella.
Now, I think we have something in our booth down below that belongs to you.
What is that?
Mr. Beady Eyes from NBC Radio. He fell into Mr. Murrow's ashtray when he came to the floor.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, fella.
Would you like us to bring him up?
No, we'll send somebody down for him.
All right. Good night, Mr. Dryer.
After the show. Good night, Chet.
Good night, Mr. Dryer.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Washer. Good night, fella.
Dodge dealers are sitting ducks for closeout sales on the hottest-selling car of the year, the 1960 Dodge Dart. Go Dodge hunting and save. Dodge dealers are offering sensational trade-ins, the easiest terms, the lowest down payments. See your Metropolitan Dodge dealer now.
You ever see so many new Dodges? Dealers must really be trading. I'll tell you, if I were buying a car right now, you'd see me down at the Dodge dealer. No fooling.
Do they give you a duck when you buy a Dodge?
I don't know. We ought to work on that.
That sounds pretty easy. How might the... Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.
Wait a minute. Eddie,
Would
you answer me a question?
I'll try.
All during the show, from the very beginning, I keep hearing this strange noise.
Thank you.
What you mean? What is going on out there?
Well, I didn't want to tell you. It's sort of disheartening and disrupting the show, but those are the NBC newsmen getting their pay for the convention, you see.
I didn't know there were so many of them.
Thank you.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase the electrons to and fro. We are the Boys of Radio.
I want to thank our producer, Richard DeLionhardt, our director, Marco Polo, scripts and special material by Queen Isabella, and our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
Oh, we lost another one. Thank you. Finally got my fee there.
Our engineers, Bob Shetton, George Brogdon, our fame, music by John Hickman.
John, good boy.
Here's
Say it, fellas.
Here's our...
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The Father of the Bride tonight on NBC.
I thought you were going to call me Mother.
Sorry, Mother of the Bride.
NBC in Washington, WRC, WRC-FM, 7:30.